We're in the first general epistle of Peter, the first chapter, the first verse. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of Christ, did you take any trips this summer? Summer's the time when families often take trips, perhaps because of school schedules, maybe because there's not quite as much snow in Wisconsin. Perhaps coming here to ILC was your summer trip. I remember some trips like that. Actually, from the staff and faculty's perspective, all of you are here for a very short time, a short visit. I know that to some of you resident students, it might seem quite a long time to be away from family, friends, especially if it is your first year here. But to those in the office, in the classroom, the faculty and staff, it seems that we see the classes come and go, and it's a very short time. How many of you high school students, for example, remember Ingvar Gull? Paul Wiley? Mikey Collins? Or how many remember Jeannie Bruns? Or Lee Doring? Or Jake Botchek? Or Professor Gullerud, for that matter, not that one. Professor C.M. Gullerud. Professor Galstead. After a brief stay at ILC, trying to fit in with travelers from all over, we are scattered again throughout the world. And so it is fitting for us to hear the words of Peter and apply them to ourselves, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia and Bithynia, California, Washington, British Columbia, Wyoming. And then we haven't gotten to Minnesota, Wisconsin, and so on yet. It is to such unnamed foreigners, travelers in a community far from home, far from their heavenly home, that Peter writes. Now, when you are on a summer trip, unfortunately, you cannot trust everybody you meet. One example would be the mechanic who has the ice pick behind his back and says, "Let me check your tires. I think you might need four new ones, and I happen to have your size on sale this week." But you can surely trust the message of Peter, because it comes from one who cares about you, one who truly loves you. How do we know? Because it is from one who just for us went on a trip longer than Afghanistan or anywhere else in the world. And he did this in order to lay down his life for us. Yes, this message comes from Jesus Christ, who loved you and gave himself for you. That's what it means when Peter says he is Jesus Christ's apostle. Whoever hears him hears Jesus Christ. Now, we would certainly not like to be involved in an accident at any time, and especially on a trip. But it was no accident, and it is no accident when Jesus finds you. whether at home or on this little campus. And when he calls you out of this world to a real future, it is no accident. God knew long ago that he was going to come to you and persuade you to trust in him by the power of his Spirit, to trust in the sprinkling of Christ's blood, to make you presentable at the end of your journey, to trust his word so much that you would dare to follow in his ways, even if all the rest of the world should walk another way. And just what is this message to foreigners traveling in this world? It is simply this: may grace and peace be yours in abundance. No matter what else Peter may write, this will be the heart of it, pumping life-giving strength and power into every word. Even when he points out the shortcomings of sinful human beings, it will be so that we do not get a false idea about the condition of our tires, but trust alone in the gracious forgiveness that God has already given us for our journey. Do you feel alone at times, far away, uncertain about your future? Do you sit on your bunk wondering if you will ever fit in with these other students from so many different backgrounds? Do you at times feel unloved and unfortunate? Jesus' apostle assures you of the favor. That's what the word grace means, the favor of God. The favor of one greater than any friend you could make on this earth. Do you feel small and weak and helpless, like a single-engine plane in the turbulence of a great thundercloud? The peace and prosperity that comes with being a favorite of God, this is what assures you of success when all the successes of your earthly life have failed. What a source of comfort and joy this is to travelers who may at times not understand what is going on around them. Whether you've been at ILC only a short time, or whether you are nearing the end of your short visit, may God's peace on earth and his goodwill toward you be multiplied to fill every minute of every hour of your stay, that in every quandary and every concern you may see that mountain of grace towering above you, guiding and protecting you. Amen. Hymn 752, the first two stanzas, 752, 1 and 2.